With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Many people are receiving degrees this Christmas as colleges, universities, and seminaries will confer degrees for students' hard work. At the New Orleans Seminary, President Jamie Dew is encouraging graduates to remain faithful to God's Word, walk with Christ, remain committed to following God's call, live as examples of godliness, and steward well the gifts God has given them. Drawing from 1 Timothy 4:6 through 16, Dew reminded graduates that they are leaving to serve in a culture filled with deceptive teachings and heresies. He says the culture will mix truth with right doctrine, and he urged graduates to remain faithful to the Word of God and the teachings of Christianity. He said graduates must live godly lives of love, purity, and fidelity before a world desperate to see genuine Christianity on display. Texas Pastor James Reeves knows the pain of abuse and neglect, but he also knows the healing power that Jesus brings and how the local church can be an expression of care. Reeves was abused and abandoned by his father when he was a child. Through a salvation encounter with Jesus Christ, Reeves' life was transformed and he became a pastor in Fort Worth. That was in the early 1980s. Over the decades, God used the pain experienced by Reeves to help others as they dealt with their own issues related to abuse, abandonment, and addiction. He's the creator of a resource called the Fearless Series. It's a tool to help local churches connect with people who have faced trauma and to provide biblical support and care as they cope and overcome. You can learn more about the resource at fearlessresource.org.
Good News for Today is made possible by the Voice of the Martyrs, a ministry founded by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand. Richard was imprisoned 14 years, Sabina 3 years, in communist Romania. Today, VOM serves persecuted Christians in more than 70 nations and tells their stories to inspire and challenge other members of the body of Christ. Learn more and sign up for VOM's free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Christmas music is a gift. It's one that's often overlooked. Jeff Orge writes, "The music at Christmas is special for several reasons. First, the familiarity of frequently repeated hymns and songs means dozens of them can be sung from memory. Second, the biblical content is strong, particularly focused on themes like faith, hope, and love. Finally, the songs lend themselves to all kinds of dramatic interpretations through skits, costumes, and other external effects. When you combine all of this, the music during the Yule season is special. This Christmas, don't take those songs for granted. Allow them to help deepen your love for God and the gift He gave at Christmas." Thanks for listening to Good News for Today. Find more stories like this at our website, baptistpress.com. While you're there, learn how to sign up for our morning and afternoon emails.